Welcome to the Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon, Halacha Dalet in the middle of the Mishnah. We're starting Daf Zayin and Mudalef on top. Says the Mishnah, we are talking about the list of fruits when they become Chayav and Maaser. So we say like this, HaPered VeHatzimukim VeHacharuvin. Pered is dry pomegranate, Hatzimukim is dry grape, VeHacharuvin is a carob. Once Mishayami Daremo when he makes a pile out of them. Habitzolim, the onions. Mishiyaf kilu, when you remove the outer peel. Vimi no mifaka, doesn't remove the outer peel. Mishiyamid arema, when he makes a pile. Hatvua, tvua, that's the grain, that's the classic example. Mishiyimorich, means he makes a pile, and then he smooths the pile, makes a nice shape out of it. Vimi no mamriach, but if he's not doing the smoothing. Mishiyamid arema, just making a pile. Hakitnyos, legumes, mishiyichvor. Once he sifts and he cleans them up. Vimei noikrever, he doesn't clean them up. Achimarach, until he makes a pile and smooths them up. Avapishimireach, even though he did do the smoothing, he made the pile and smoothed it, still he could take out from the things that are not part of the pile. Noitel min hakutoim, which literally means he takes from the broken ones, which means the ones, as Reb Chaim explains, that were not nidosh, they were not pressed. Umin etzdodim from the sides, uimash v'toichat teven, which is still in the dirt, v'oichat disikinit. Continues the Mishnah, ayayim mishiyikfe, the wine, once it cleans up all the sediment and the dirt from them. Habibi shikipo, koilet minagatel, yoino minatziner v'shoise. Even though he cleaned up the wine, that's only for the wine where the wine is being held. Because the way it used to be, the wineries in those days had two pits. The top pit where you press the grapes, then the liquid that comes from the top pit goes through a pipe into the bottom pit. The bottom pit is chayav and maaser. Whatever is in the top pit or in the pipe is not chayav and maaser. And that's what it says over here. Koyot min agasel yonah, the top pit, umin atzira from the pipe, v'shoise. Hashemen mishiyered lo'uko. Oil, when it goes into the uko, that's the pit where the oil stays. Even though he takes it from the uko, from the where the oil is, noitel, you take the oil, which is in other parts of the pressing machine of the oil. And then the Mishnah is going to quote here different parts of the oil machine. Noitel mina okel, mina memel, uimbeina patsim, which literally means the press, the weight, in between the beams. Venoita la chamita, you take the oil and you can put it into the chamito, which is a thin cake, or toicha tamchui, which is the keara, it's a type of plate that you put in the food after you take it out from the pot. Because the tamchui was not the pot which was on the fire itself. So therefore it doesn't have the heat of kli rishon or kli sheni, and then you can put the oil into it. Avaloiten le lafes velagdeiru kishu merutochim. These two we're talking about, kli rishon, it means different types of pots that are in the fire. Don't put in there that oil. Which oil? The oil that it does not chayav in maaser, you can't put it there. Because it's kli rishon, because it's the first vessel which is on the fire, it still cooks. And when you cooks, it makes a chayav in maaser. Because cooking is mechayav in maaser. So that's what it says, v'lo yitin alefes lagdir kishem merutochin. Don't put it in the kli that was on the fire while it's still boiling. Rida says you could put in kli rishon once it's not on the fire anymore. Only something that has chaymetz v'tzir, which means vinegar and fish sauce, because that causes the pot to cook. But the pot in itself, when it's kli rishon, is not cooking. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the beginning of the Mishnah. We learned that the gourds and pumpkins, what is it? Mishayi foksu. Says the Gemara, man diyorim faksuse. Someone takes out the hair that grows around the gourd. Mishe yishalik, we're talking about the melon, that you need to take, you become chayav a maaser once you do what's called mishe yishalik. Explains what does it mean? Mandi yorim shalkuke. Someone takes away the dirt or the peel, the hair around the melon. Hayam efakes rishon rishon, mishalik rishon rishon. If he's taking, you know, gourd by gourd and he's taking out the hair, don't say it's right away, these gourds or these melons are chayav a maaser right away. Until he does a sizable amount, which is what he needs to do. So doing fruit by fruit doesn't make every fruit chayav and maaser until he makes a big amount. Continues the Gemara of Zion with base. If he did this stage of the melacha, the pikus and the shiluk, he did it when it belongs to Hegdish. So the din is, we're going to use Reb Chaim's girsa, upadyoy, and then he was poyed to the Hegdish, potter, it's not chayav and maaser. Because in the time of the Chiv, it would belong to Hegdish. Continues the Gemara, Yerek HaNegad, you have a bundled vegetable. Says the Gemara, Ogdoi Tzina Godol. If you made a big bundle out of it, Blasode, in the field, I'm going to use the Gersa Rav Chaim, V'osid L'ogdoi Tzina Koton L'shuk. He's going to make small bundles out of it to take it to the market. Nitbol, it's already Tevel. Says the Gemara, why? Rav Ezra Bayer, Rav Ezra asked, Adayin lo nigmora melechas asod. We didn't finish the malach. It still needs to make small bundles out of it. That Tomar Achim, you say it's Chavim Meiser. Elekini, you have to say, Ogdoi Tzina Godol Basode, V'osid L'ogdoi Tzina Koton L'shuk. If he's making a big bundle, but he's still going to make small bundles coming up, only once he makes the small bundles becomes tevel, not before when he's still in the middle of the process. Here's the Gemara, calling him Mishnah, Kakla, Mishnah, have the basket when he covers it. He has one basket and he's planning to fill up only half. Once he's filled up half, whatever he intended to do, he's chayav in tevel. But if he has in mind to fill up the entire basket, it doesn't become tevel until he fills up the entire basket. There were two, and he wants to fill up both baskets. Meaning, we talk about the part of the Mishnah that says that if you don't cover the basket, it's once you fill up the basket. What's the definition of filling the basket? What he's intending to fill up. One basket, half a basket, or two baskets. Says the Gemara, that's only if it goes to the market. He's taking it home. He eats ara until he gets his ass. Until then, he can eat ara, and not right away in the field. Says, so what's the difference when he's taking to the market, where you see there's an earlier time, than when you take it to this house, it's still achi pre-abais? Reb Chaim brings two explanations to understand the Gemara. What does one want it to be? So one explanation is it should be only once the buyer gets it, the same way when he brings it home. It's only once the buyer gets it, and the buyer will take it to his house. Or only once he takes it to the market, the same when he takes it to his house. So once he takes it to the market, be chayav. Why is he chayav already in the field? Answers the Gemara. B'shar shehu moylich leveis. So when he takes it to his house, b'dayta davertol. It depends on him. He knows what he wants to do with the fruits. He wants to take it home and eat it at home. So until he doesn't reach the house, it's not chayav in meiser. B'shar shehu moylich leshuk. When he's taken to the market, loy b'daytoy at davertol. It doesn't depend on him. It depends on the buyers. Maybe he'll find lekuchus and right away become tevel. So I mean, he explains Reb Chaim. According to the first explanation, the question was, why is it chayv right away and not once it goes to the house of the buyer? Answer is, maybe the buyer wants to eat it immediately. If I have a buyer, the buyer may be taking and eating immediately on the spot. So therefore, Chachamim said that you chayv in meiser when it's ready in the field, because you never know when the buyer will come. According to the second explanation, that's the explanation of the Vilna Goyen, the question was, why is not chayv only once it goes to the market? The answer is, maybe a buyer will come right now and buy it in the field. I don't know when the buyer will come. Yes, he's taking it to sell in the market. There may be a buyer coming earlier. So that's why it's chayv in meiser right away in the field. It says the Gemara, Morinah refers to the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that said that when you have raisins or you have dry pomegranate, so you chayv to make a pile. It says the Gemara, Tani Mishnah, Amid Areima Berosh Gagor. He makes a pile on the roof. So the Gemara, if you're in a buyer, you already asked, Habesod Eloi. You want to tell me if he makes a pile in the field, it's not good enough? It's going to tell you a chiddush. Not only makes a pile in this field, of course, it's chayav in meiser, but even when he makes it on the roof, where he dried it, it's also chayav in meiser. What does that mean? When you remove the outer peel, that's when the onions are chayav in meiser. The grain, when you make out of it a pile and you smooth it. Says the Gemara, Rav Hanani Mishab Yechanon, he quoted Rav Yechanon saying, "Min de shafer apoy de kario." When he makes it, we smooth out the face, the look of his carry of his pile. So more about Tanya Rav Yaakov Basisoi, but Rav Yaakov Basisoi had a brisa that said, "Mimatayu termis a grain, me shetioker ha'olo." When you chayev, only when you take the kli, that vessel called the olo, that there you put in the grain and you take it to your house. So only once you put it into the kli, you chayev. Now when you make a pile and make it smooth, answers the Gemara, Daf Chesa Amud Aleph, Kam Mishayesh B'dayto L'Mareach. Kam Mishayin B'dayto L'Mareach. If he's going to make a pile and smooth it, so then he's chayev in Maestros. But if he's not making a pile and smoothing it, when he puts it into this kli, into this vessel, then he's chayev in Maestros. That's the stage if you don't have a pile that you smooth. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros, Daf Sein.